My Mum's from Planet Pluto, written by Gwyneth Rees and read by Stephen Perring.
Chapter 1.
Daniel! I don't see how you can write an essay when you're not even concentrating on it, Mum said crossly. It was 3 weeks after we'd moved house and I was perched on the settee with my feet on the coffee table, trying to watch Neighbours and do my summer project. I'd been getting along quite well until Mum came into the room. Mum has this annoying habit of planting herself between me and the television set whenever I'm trying to watch TV and do my homework at the same time. I'm perfectly capable of doing both, but Mum refuses to believe that. My Mum, who's called Isabel, is a teacher, and you might think that since she spends all day at work lecturing children, she'd want to give it a rest when she comes home, but you'd be wrong. Mum never bats an eyelid if I moan at her for being all teachery at home. She just replies that she likes to get in as much practice as possible, especially in the summer holidays when she might get out of the habit. So isn't it lucky that she's got me? She said something else which I didn't hear because I was too caught up in listening to Neighbours. Some psychotic madman had taken everybody hostage in the coffee shop 3 episodes ago. He said he'd planted a bomb in there and he was going to set it off if the police didn't meet his demands. Now, the police were saying it was just a hoax and they were about to storm the building. The thing was, in the previous episode, they'd actually shown this bomb ticking away under one of the tables, so you knew that it wasn't really a hoax. Any minute now, the bomb was going to go off and there were going to be cappuccinos and blown-up bodies flying about all over the place. I leaned sideways in an attempt to see past Mum. You didn't hear a word of what I just said, did you? Mum accused me, shifting her position in order to block the TV more effectively. She'd raised her voice so I couldn't hear what the coffee shop hijacker was saying to the pregnant lady who was screaming because she was about to give birth to twins and he still wouldn't let her out of the shop. Shush, Mum! I looked up at her in alarm, realising my mistake immediately. I beg your pardon. Her brow had furrowed and her eyes were glinty. You watch far too much television, Daniel! She reached behind her and switched it off. Mum! I yelled. I was saying, she continued doggedly, that the beginning of any piece of writing has to grab the attention if you want your reader to carry on reading it. Mrs. Lyle has got to carry on reading it, I pointed out, staring crossly at the blank TV screen. It's her job. Mum winced, as if I'd just reminded her of a very painful fact. That didn't shut her up, though. Sighing a sigh of great sympathy for Mrs. Lyle, my new head of year, and all other teachers, including herself, she continued, And that is precisely why you should try to hand in something that is not too unbearable to read. A little effort is what's required, Daniel, a little concentration. She was looking at me as though she thought I was a lost cause. Honestly, I know your father doesn't think you've got that attention deficit disorder or whatever it's called, but I'm really not so sure. That made me see red. My concentration, or lack of it, is something Mum's been harping on about forever, and even Dad gets cross with her sometimes because he says her expectations are too high. He told her that when he thought I wasn't listening one time. He'd never say that if he thought I was listening, because he believes that parents should always present a united front, even if they're both wrong. There's nothing wrong with my head, I said sharply. Mum gave me a surprised and hurt look, and I instantly felt guilty. We don't normally talk about the times when Mum's been ill. The last time she'd had to be admitted to a psychiatric hospital was 7 years ago, when my sister Martha was born. I tried to make myself feel better by telling myself I didn't care if I hurt Mum's feelings. After all, she shouldn't say horrible things about me if she doesn't want me to say stuff back. All I'm trying to do is encourage you, Daniel, Mum said softly now. But if you don't care what Mrs. Lyle thinks of your work, then that's your lookout. And she left the room. I don't care what Mrs. Lyle thinks, I called out after her because now that she'd reminded me about my new school, I could get angry with her again. After all, it was her fault we'd had to move here.